you're prepared to do a skydive for, is it for PIPS?
It is indeed, yeah, PIPS. It's suicide prevention and prevention of self-harm as well.
That's a very, a very, very good cause. But Saoirse, have you given any consideration to, like, these wild geese boys or whoever you're going to be with up over the likes of, you know, the drumlins of County Down or wherever they fly, and you're miles up and they just look like little Maltesers on the ground? Have you given any consideration to what you're going to see when your man says, go, 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 go?
Do you know what? I haven't even given it a second thought until last night. I'm starting to have dreams about it and everything now. So, do you know what? It's good for a good cause and I'm prepared to do it. It's drastic, but it'll get people's attention.
Yeah, I suppose you'll be going down in tandem with an expert. Is that the way you're strapped to somebody who knows what they're doing?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, and you know, no fear of heights at all?
Nothing, no. I'm looking forward to a bit of adrenaline.
You see, I'd love to do it. And, you know, I'd love to help. I've been asked so many times. And I'm probably one of the few people who at some point in their life hasn't done a skydive, because there was a time when practically everyone was doing it for charity before they invented Strictly Come Dancing and they decided that would be a safer option. But now the skydives seem to be popular once again. And so when is it? When's yours?
Well, we're aiming for the end of January. So, you know, that gives me a good bit of time to sort of get a bit of awareness out there and stuff, what I'm actually doing, and to try and get as much funds raised as I can for PIPS. So that's what we're aiming for. There's a group of 10 of us wanting to do it, and a few people have, you know, they've got their own charities and stuff, but a lot of us are wanting to do about suicide awareness.
Why did you decide on suicide awareness?
I mean, it is a personal thing for me, you know, it's something that touches my heart, be it because I've seen family lost through suicide, friends, school friends, and I've actually been through, you know, really hard times myself. And basically, I just want to make sure that people out there, you know, I want to get the stigma gone about it. I want to be as open as I can about what I've went through, you know. People just, I think there's like an embarrassment or a shame. People think that they can't reach out and ask for help. And I just really, really want to get that awareness out there that there is people that are willing to help, whether it's a one-to-one, you know, chat, or if it's a support group that you want to go to. There's just so much stuff out there that people can help you with.
You're running a few big nights as well, I see.
I am. Well, on the 1st of October, I'm doing a Kids Fun Day. So there is plenty of stuff to do. That's in Lisburn. Bouncy castles, balloon modelling, face painters, all sorts of stuff. And I'd also like to mention a group called Superheroes Belfast. They have been an absolute massive, massive support to me. They have told me about their own experiences, and they're arranging, you know, a lot of superheroes to come for the kids and things like that.
Where's that fun day?
That is in Lisburn, St Patrick's Parish Hall.
Okay, St Patrick's Parish Hall, Lisburn, on the 1st of October?
1st of October, yeah, from 12 p.m.
You're having a bit of a rip at the King's Head.
I am. We're going to have a brilliant night, hopefully. we're going to go to the King's Head. That's on the 26th of November. So far, I've got a couple of DJs lined up, and people have donated, you know, for me to put flyers out and stuff. So keep your eyes peeled. We'll have that out and about soon.
Saoirse, love your style. Listen, thanks for contacting us on Facebook. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
There's a girl looking after a very good cause.